Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this Saturday morning, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. We recap some coverage at the fair. Randy Rothstein spoke to Dennis Mittendorf, a member of the Dairy Advisory Committee in Stearns County. We find out more about the DAC, and we find out more about Dennis, a dairy farmer near Melrose.
Yes, I am. We have a two-robot herd, about 135 cows north of Melrose. About 350 acres of corn and oats and alfalfa. We don't do any soybeans. And it's a three-generation farm. My dad still comes out every day, twice a day. He's 81 years old and helps out. He loves feeding cows and doing field work.
Two robots. So how long have the robots been in operation at your place?
We've had them for 8 years now. So it is a lifestyle change.
It is a lifestyle change that allows you a little more flexibility, first of all?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be doing, I do high school refereeing for basketball, and I do some JV umpiring for softball and baseball, and I wouldn't be able to do them kind of things because we can move our schedule around in the evenings a couple hours. I have to be on the road by most of the time by 4 o'clock for ref and basketball, and it's something I never thought I would be able to do in the profession I am, but I love it.
Yeah. So obviously it's not a one-man operation. You mentioned your dad, but your whole family's involved, I'm sure.
Yeah, my son Aaron, he's talking about coming back. He does help a few days a week and when we absolutely need extra help.
Yep.
My wife Tanya also, she has an off the farm job. She does help feed calves in the morning, which saves half an hour's worth of time and when we're busy. Mm-hmm. So it's great to have all these people there.
Yeah, exactly. And the cows and the robots, they kind of do their thing, right? The robots tell you if something is going on. And
yes, they do. But, you know, looking at the cows every day, they tell you if they're not right, if they're off a little bit. So, you know, you can't walk away from robots. You have to still be there looking at the reports, looking at the cows. You know who's – the cows are not going to – or the computer's not going to tell you if a cow's got a sore foot.
Sure.
But sure, the numbers are saying what's wrong. So you go out there and look at this cow and
that's
see
interesting.
What happens.
Yeah. You know, a dairy advisory committee to have that set up here in Stearns County. I know when Steve Notch and Joe Borgerding were in a while back and we talked on the air about the committee, it's a unique makeup of people and kind of spearheaded by Stearns County. And tell us a little bit about the committee, how many people are on it, and kind of what your goals are as a committee.
We have... half the people are producers and about half are business people. We have a banker, a tax advisor, soil and water. Matt Bruett's on the board. Sean Fogarty is our tax advisor. Joe Gill's actually is secretary. Carl Funk, he's a producer. Steve Peterson works for Belgrade Ag. He's on the board. Gary Schmitz is our banker. Lisa Wirtz, she's really helped me out quite a bit on our education part of it. And we have our two county commissioners, Terrell Clark and Steve Notch. And Dana Adams, she's our extension. She helps put this together and kind of pushes us a little bit to keep going.
And how often do you meet?
We meet like every 3 months. So we have four meetings a year. And this time of year, it's a little bit tough, but we make a little bit of time. We find out about issues of what is going on. We do have three areas we kind of focus on: education for consumer and producers, labor, farm transition, and political issues. There are getting to be more people that want to do farm transition, don't know how to get it started. Total Agribusiness in Albany is one place where they can help you. They'll give you a free consultation. Alexandria Technical College can get you in touch with someone who will help you move along and try to transition your farm.
You mentioned that, Dennis, and you know, the message I kind of got from Steve and Joe when they were in too at that point, it's like there is room for that smaller farmer, right? It's not that you have to go big or go out. No, there's room for a smaller farmer.
Yes, actually, this is unrelated to the group. I met a lady who just started farming on her own in the last year, and she showed me her farm. Is like, yeah, she's been in a business for a few years working for other people, and hats off to her. She's doing her thing, and
that's awesome.
And she's doing it well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like you said, to get all those community leaders, get maybe some of your peers, the farmers that are out there, they can help you along, give you advice, and
yeah,
that's the, I think, the main focus of this committee, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, we some issues come up in the media and through state and maybe some water issues. We do send out letters for or against us, some things. Sometimes it's better than a form letter if you have more than one group advocating for that, sometimes more than a form letter.
So the Dairy Advisor Committee, you do have a presence here at this year's Stearns County Fair, right? You got a booth?
Yes, we did put a booth in here. We've had it for a few years. I'm not a marketing person, but we do have some info on Stearns County. We are close to the milking parlor, right in the livestock barn there. If you walk right through, we're right there.
Yeah.
So we do have a drawing every day. Yesterday, we had a drawing for from Stony Creek for a gallon of chocolate milk, a gallon of 2%, and a pound of butter. And that winner was Bella Schiffler from Albany.
Nice.
So, and today, the drawing will be $25 gift certificate from Redhead Creamery, and also the same thing from Stony Creek. Stony Creek has 4 days worth of
prizes.
Yes.
Wow.
So we are trying to highlight the manufacturer farms in Stearns County. That's, we talked to them and said, yeah, that's a great idea. We do have Eicher's Goat Farm. Sometimes the goat farms get left behind. They said they're happy to have us help promote them. Stickney Hill Dairy also, and Donnie Dairy of Kimball. So we're happy to promote them.
Yeah. You know, it is crazy. I mean, being a former dairy farmer and seeing how I guess there were some groups back in the 70s and 80s that tried to diminish milk's products as not being healthy. And milk is such a healthy product, and it's shown up in so many areas now, Dennis. I mean, butter, cheese, I mean, in your feeds, and it's all over the place, isn't it?
Yes, we do have a poster in there. I got it from First District Association of all the products that have milk products in there. And we do haul there. Most of our product is put on Doritos. And there's a bunch. Infamil is another one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. And even milk chocolate, there's milk in that too. So there's a wide variety of milk products in everything.
Dennis Mittendorf, a Melrose Erie dairy farmer and member of the Dairy Advisory Committee in Stearns County, informing listeners on what the DAC is, as he had a chance to talk to Randy Rothstein at the Stearns County Fair in Sauk Center this week.